You're listening to SBS News.
Fierce efforts are underway to vaccinate the nation's most vulnerable population, from the tiniest communities to towns and cities. On paper, vaccinating the Indigenous population is a top priority. But in reality, it's feared many remain dangerously exposed. Plans to open up the country after 18 months of rolling lockdowns and closed borders is adding to the sense of urgency. But in Yarrabah and far north Queensland, doctors say the government didn't consult with locals ahead of the vaccine blitz. Dr. Jason King from the Gurunyi Yilamaka Health Service says the clinic was given less than 24 hours to prepare.
It really became a situation where we had to scramble on Tuesday morning to sort of figure out what was going on, see how they could work with us. And we want to work in partnership. We want to work collaboratively, and we want to work sensibly to make sure that any of these efforts aren't wasted. And that's what my concern is.
The blitz is part of a drive to accelerate the nation's vaccination rates for Indigenous people, with 30 communities across the country being targeted. Dr. King wants better communication with federal authorities after plans to vaccinate 500 people fell far short of expectation.
I would suggest pretty low numbers in that sense as well. And I think it really just illustrates the need to plan this out properly. Without this consultation, without the appropriate discussions with people on the ground and with regional and state stakeholders, that federal efforts will often, these efforts will fall flat.
He says it's vital that vaccination numbers go up. Otherwise, the community risks being exposed to the virus.
The response from communities in these times needs to be swift. It needs to be decisive. The communities need to respond by coming in and getting vaccinated.
Across the nation, vaccination rates are getting higher, but Indigenous Australians are still less likely to be fully vaccinated than others. The highest double-dose vaccination figures for Indigenous Australians are in the ACT, at 53%. The lowest is Western Australia, where just 17% of the First Nations people have had both doses. Even though there are more vaccines being administered, the national vaccination gap is widening. Midway through September, it was 19%, but it has now increased to 23%. Labor's spokeswoman on Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, says the Commonwealth is failing First Nations people, and the growing gap between the vaccinated and unvaccinated must be closed.
This is completely unacceptable, and the federal government has to take this seriously, be honest about it, and get the vaccination rates up so that they're equivalent.
The government has responded to concerns with the vaccination acceleration effort, which was launched a fortnight ago to drive up rates. Towns and cities across the country are battling the Delta variant, while national vaccinations rise. And with states already preparing to open up, Dr. King says closing the vaccination gap is becoming a race against the clock.
The nation will not stop the opening of borders and wait for Aboriginal communities to do this. I think that is very clear. We as Aboriginal people and in communities really need to step up.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government is partnering with states, territories and communities to encourage higher vaccination rates for this population.
The ADF in particular has been focusing on work in Western New South Wales, and that has seen Indigenous rates climb at a very fast pace. Now they focus on the 30 communities which were recently outlined.
It's work that urgently needs to continue. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.